folks, I want to introduce someone to you, and I am excited. But I want to talk about, what does it mean to survive in America? What does it mean to survive being Black in America? My grandmother used to say that sometimes Black women get tired, but as Black women survive, we survive, because nobody's going to be free until Black women are free. I want to introduce you to Dr. Ruth Jones King Pratt, graduated from Douglas High School back in 1939. She went to Coppin Teachers College, and she graduated from there in 1943. Soon after graduating, she wanted to continue her education, but segregated laws prevented her from doing this. Her home state granted money to attend Howard University. She earned a master's degree there in 1948. Her career spanned over five decades. By the time she retired in 1986, she was an assistant principal. She had been one at two schools. She had been a principal of three schools, a curriculum specialist, and a chief educational officer to the superintendent of Baltimore City Schools. She is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. And in 2014, she received the Legends and Pioneers Award in Education. Dr. Ruth Jones King Pratt shares my birthday. She turned 100 years old today. Dr. Pratt, how are you?
Well, after listening to you, I'm fine.
Well,
to whom, by the way, to whom am I speaking?
This is Dr. K. We share a birthday, Dr.
Oh,
Pratt.
Oh, yeah, because you were supposed to, you were on the calendar, and but you changed your mind or something.
No, we just wanted to have you live on the radio with us as we just talk to you. We are excited. Can you tell us, Dr. Pratt, as someone who has lived a long time, give us any advice for how we can go forward and begin to heal this nation?
Well, we just finished a little exchange of language, and such as you just said, with a group that stopped by my house, and
yes,
they just finished doing that. But I knew that we were supposed to have this other continued.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have just reviewed the whole thing so beautifully. I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm glad that you did, because
yes, ma'am.
What you said covered is everything, so from beginning to end. That's what I see in you today and just now. And I would agree with exactly what you said, only we have to do more details on the obstacles and the things that stop us from moving forward, and things that are envious of us and who would like them not to see us succeed.
Yes.
But you, with your remarks you just made a few minutes ago, I want you to write them down. They were good.
Thank you so much.
Because I want them to people to hear an educator say that. And where do you work?
I work here at Morgan State University on WEAA.
Well, fantastic.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, wouldn't that be too super to hear the language, what you just said, from you, and have it publicized and everybody's considering it?
Yes, ma'am.
And so we've got to really hit it together, because you are on the ball.
Thank you so much. Dr. Ruth Jones King Pratt, from all of us here at WEAA, from all of us across the city, we just want to say happy birthday. Happy 100th birthday.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate it, because it's because of people like you and other people who are supportive and who are encouraging. That's the reason why you think I could make that 100 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Without any negative, terrible negativism, it's all been very positive and encouraging from one place to the other, from your school, from Douglas, from parents, from church. But it all ends up saying you can do it. All things are possible, but you keep on trying. So now, do you have my address?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I will actually get it recorded, and I will send it to you. How about that?
Well, I forgot to share that, and because I will be making a summary, and you know, making statements of, and from whom the statements have come.
Okay.
And that's one of the richest ones I've heard so far.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Katie.
Dr. K.
K.
Dr. K. Yes, ma'am.
K A Y.
K A Y E.
K Y E. Well, Mrs. Dr. K, you.
Tell her happy birthday. It's her birthday.
Now, you didn't tell me the secret that this is your birthday also.
It's my birthday. Yes, we have that in common.
Because my family right here, who's been discussing these things, have said that your birthday.
Yes.
Is today also.
Yes, so it is just such an honor to share birthdays with you and to share sororities, because I'm a Delta as well. So thank you so much. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and the Deltas were represented quite well today during my discussion, a general discussion. So you see, we have a lot in common.
We do have a lot in common.
And together, you never know the power that we have. Because we had our discussion, one of the people said, "Well, what good is it? You know, how are you going to use what you just said?" And you and I have just done what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes, we did. Thank you so much, Dr. Ruth Jones King Pratt. Sora, it was an honor and a privilege.
Well, certainly, it's an honor to have you come and continue to call.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I will expect to hear from you, because you don't know how far this is going to go, because somebody's wanting to know, how did this get started? How did that get started? How did the Delta Sons thing get started? And those things that caused us to go forward is similar to what we're just saying right now.
Yes. I'm delighted. I'm delighted. Thank you again for your time. Thank your family for me as well.
Oh, I shall. And they're listening to you right now.
Thank you so thank you so much, fam, for connecting us. Have a great day. Thank you, Fandrea Bowman, sure, who made sure we had the connection. 410-319-8888. 100 years old today, folks. I mean, so she has survived some of the harshest times in this country. She's a Delta dear, and she is still moving forward. All things are possible, as she said. All things. 410-319-8888. I have LaVesta on the line. LaVesta's one of Charlie's Angels, Chauncey's Angels. Hey, LaVesta.
Dr. K, happy birthday. You know, I say Charlie's Angels sometimes, too. But
Charlie's,
you know,
Angels. Chauncey's Angels.
Chauncey's Angels. Happy, happy birthday. Happy congratulations on your new time slot. You share a birthday with my son, which is tomorrow,
nice,
and my daughter-in-law, which is the next day. So
wonderful. Thank you so
all you Leos.
Much.
But you sound wonderful, and have a wonderful birthday. Celebrate after you get off the air, okay?
I absolutely will. Thanks, LaVesta. I appreciate
you. Okay, take care. Hugs.
Right. Bye-bye to you as well. And we have Priera on the phone from Pikesville. Priera, how are you?
Happy birthday, Dr. K.
Thank you.
My mom wanted to relate a message to you. Hold on. She's right here.
Okay.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
I just turned 87, but let me tell you this. You're doing a remarkable job for humankind. I expect your life to be blessed.
Oh.
It's impossible for God to break his promise to you. Why?
Oh, thank you
because
so much.
Because you're reaching out to all humanity. You're making people count. You're making a thing. With God, all things are possible. May you live a long life and enjoy a great life. May your boys make you happy and happy and happy. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Reverend Shirley Carrington, God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Oh, this is so wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you, Pereira, for putting your mother on the phone. Like, I'm getting all choked up here. This is why you need to come to work on your birthday. We have Elaine on the phone. Elaine, how are you?
We're just fine. Thank you, Dr. K. Just calling in today to wish you a happy Earth Strong, happy birthday.
Thank you.
As well as to the Elder Queens who've called in. It was so refreshing and enlightening to hear them speak so eloquently along with you. Thank you for keeping us informed and enlightened on so many things the way you do each day. And keep on going on. Many more happy returns to you.
Thank you so much, Elaine. I appreciate you. 410-319-8888. 88, Dr. Ruth Jones King Pratt, 100 years old. It's interesting, folks. And, you know, as I look back, and I was thinking a lot this weekend, thinking a lot about my birthday, right? Because I believe it to, like the Bible says, to everything there's a season. And you have to know what season that you're in. What are you being called to do in that season? For me, and maybe for some of you out there as well, my youngest son is on his way to college. Like, we're in a countdown that in less than 3.5 weeks, he's going to be dropped off at college to begin to live his best life. And so I've been asking myself, as I get ready to step into this new season, what am I being called to do? Now, Oprah Winfrey said you cannot do 1,000 things for the glory of God, right? You cannot do them. You can do 1,000 things. You just can't do them all at the same time. What season are you in? Do you know what your purpose is for the season that you're in? I think that everyone, there are questions that exist, and our life is designed to answer those questions. I'm trying to figure out, as my youngest gets ready to go to college, what are the new questions that my life has to answer? 410-319-8888. I have Juanita on the phone. Juanita, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Juanita.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Juanita. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Dr. K.
This is Dr. K. Thank you for calling.
How you doing? I just want you to know you're a gift to us.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. And I want to tell you that your slot will not be an issue.
Thank you.
We love you. We thank you for all the information that you share and give us.
Thank
you. So thanks a bunch.
Thank you so much, Juanita. We have Sharon on the phone. Sharon's a new caller. Thanks for calling, Sharon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. K. We love you. We thank you for all the great information that you give us, how you share your information about your family. And just keep on doing what you're doing. We love you. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Sharon. We have Ronald on the phone. Ronald, how are you?
I'm all right.
Hey. Can you turn your radio down, Ronald, please? There you go. Thank you so much, Ronald. Oh, Ronald's gone. We have Stan on the phone. Stan, how are you?
Dr. K, Stan Stovall calling. How are you, and happy birthday.
Wow, Stan, thank you for calling.
You know, I just want to say, number one, you changed your time slot. I listened to you on my way to work, which I'm on my way to now, but that's okay. I'll try to catch at least the tail end of your show. But thank you for elevating the bar as far as the discussion, intelligent talk on a lot of different issues. I really enjoy your program.
Thank you, Stan Stovall. That means a lot coming from all of you, but it really means a lot coming from you because I'm a huge fan of yours.
Well, keep on keeping on, girl.
Thank you so much, sir.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
We have Pam on the phone. Pam, how are you?
Hi, Dr. K.
Hey.
It's been a moment.
Yes, it has been. Welcome back.
Yes, but I just had to call to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
To the best doctor that's on media, on the media platform. When I say that, I really mean it.
I appreciate
all that you do. I knew that we connected for a reason.
Yes,
my birthday is the 16th,
go
so
ahead.
I'm a straight-up Leo. I'll be 64, and
wow.
Honey, I think I'm 46.
Go on, girl. Go on, girl.
I just want to say keep doing what you're doing, and I wanted to ask you, so this is the baby son that's going away to
college. Yeah, my Fencer. That's the last one.
Yes. Oh. And the colleges are now requiring that the students come. If they're not fully vaccinated, they're asking that they be vaccinated.
Yeah, he's fully vaccinated.
But I know you have handled your business.
Yep.
And I just appreciate all that you do. You stay safe. Enjoy this day.
Thank you.
Because it was made especially for Dr. K.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. We have Joanne on the phone. Joanne, how are you?
Hello, Dr. K.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I am so excited for you and for all those that have been on the call. Let me tell you, Dr. Pratt, I put it in the comments. She was one of my teachers when we were children on the choir at Sharon Baptist Church. And it was so good to hear her voice.
Yeah.
She's always such a sharp dresser. But I thank, and I'm also a former member of Morgan State Choir, so you all make a difference in my life. I live in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's always
thank
good
you for calling.
To see you all, and I pray that all works out well for the housing situation, as well as this COVID, and we need to get on board
yes,
as far as unity with this COVID and getting these folk out of office in the legislative
yes.
field. That's another subject matter, because we need to get these folk out so we can take control of our country. But thank you for all
thank
you,
you
do. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to
I
you.
I appreciate you. We have Ronald on the phone. Ronald, you call back. Thank you.
Hey.
Yes.
You for all you. Hey, Ronald, how are you?
Yeah, I'm a Leo, too.
Ah, okay.
But,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm a Leo, too, Dr. K. You're the best on the air.
Thank you. I
yeah.
appreciate you, Ronald. That's so nice of you to say that.
And I would like for you to play.
I'm a Leo, too, Dr. K. You're the best on the air.
I would like for you to play Mickey Gowden. I would like for you to play Mickey Gowden. Black like me.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ronald. I appreciate you.
It's a black woman that we need to...
Mickey Gowden, black like me. We have Shelly on the phone. Shelly, how are you?
Oh, Dr. K.
Hey.
Happy, happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, in addition to that, happy birthday, Dr. K. We love you.
Thank you so much, Shelly. I really appreciate it. Y'all have me crying up in here. Thank you, Shelly. I appreciate you. You have Deborah on the phone. Deborah, how are you?
Hey, Dr. K. It's Deborah Cherry Shields.
Hey!
Happy birthday, lady.
How you doing?
I am wonderful.
Haven't heard from you in a while, but thank you.
It's been a minute, but I'm listening to you every day. I thank you for your wisdom, and I thank you for just educating us here in Baltimore. Dr. K, we love you.
Thank you.
Because you are very special.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much for
and
that.
And living your purpose on purpose, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Take care.
All right.
All right.
We have Mark
Bye-bye.
On the line. Mark, how are you? Hey, Mark.
Hey, Dr. K. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, sir.
It's not just me today. I got my wife right here with me. We wishing you happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hi, Dr. K. Happy birthday.
I know you, as much as I call, I know you didn't think for one second.
I know.
I wasn't going to call you on your birthday.
I know. Thank you so much. Some people I was waiting for. I'm like, where are my friends here?
You are doing exactly what we are called to do. Be the change we want to see in the world. And
thank
that's
you.
What this show does for all of us.
Thank you,
you
so
enjoy
much.
Your day. Get a crab cake. Get some sweet treat and just enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much to you and your wife.
Much love from your friend, from
thank
our
you.
Family to yours.
I appreciate
love,
you. Thank you. I love you guys too. We have Marcia on the phone. Marcia, how are you? Or Marcia? Am I wrong?
Marcia.
Marcia, hey.
Hi, Dr. K. I want to say happy birthday to you, and thank you.
You
for all the information you've given me over this year. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And we have Marvin on the phone. Marvin, how are you?
Dr. K, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I pray God's blessing and prosperity over you, and I hope that you have many more to come.
Thank you so much.
Have
I really appreciate
day.
It. You too, that. Thank you so much. We have William on the phone. William, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Dr. K.
Thank you.
May you have many more.
I really appreciate that, William.
And
thanks
I love
for calling
your show.
In. Thank
I
you for
love
calling
it.
In. Thank you very much. We have Michael on the phone. Michael, how are you?
Hey, Dr. K. Michael Johnson. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
I just saw you a couple days ago.
I know.
I just wanted to make sure that I joined the choir of folks and wanted to wish you a happy birthday and let you know you have many more birthdays to come.
Thank you.
I'll leave it aside that you're Leo, considering I'm a Virgo right after. I just wanted to say happy birthday and continue.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We have James Cook on the phone. James, our itty-bitty reporter. Hey, James.
Hi. Happy birthday, Dr.
Happy
K.
birthday. Thank you.
Thanks for letting me go on your show to talk about the NBA and be blessed.
Thank you. And, James, don't forget, Fridays at 2 o'clock is our itty-bitty hour. We need you to call in for sports, okay?
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Need to touch
you.
Base with your mom. Tell your twins. Tell the twins I said hi, and I really appreciate
hi,
the Cook family. Hey, y'all. How are you?
We're good.
Good. And, yeah, tell your mom I have gifts for you. I have swag for you and for all of you. So okay. I'll connect with your mom to make sure you get it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Bye. Thank you. We have Rodney on the line. Rodney, how are you?
Hey, happy birthday, Dr. K.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I have my kids, Stefan, Ella, and Connor here, and we've been listening to you on the way from school, on the way from camp, every day, and we just wanted to say happy birthday. We love you.
Thank you so much. I love y'all, too. Thank you so much, Stefan, Ella, and Connor, and Rodney. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Oh, happy birthday. Love the babies. Happy birthday. I tell you, folks, it has been such a day. Interesting, because usually, as I said in the beginning, we are away in the mountains for my birthday. That's kind of a family tradition. We go away up to, there's a lake that we go to, Lime Lake, way up on the New York-Canada border. And when my boys were younger, we made the decision that at least, no matter how much it cost us, no matter how much we had to scrape and save, to try to get 1 week with just them away from the city, out in the nature, so we can spend time together. And we didn't go last year because of COVID, and we didn't go this year, I'm being very honest here, because of the new time slot. I told my husband, I'm like, I can't go away when the show is relaunching. I wanted to be here with the listeners so we can get in the grind together and get ready for the change, because 2 to 4 is an exciting time, and I know it's only going to be successful if you come and you ride with me. We have Ujima on the line. Ujima, how are you? Hello, how are you? All right, I don't think we have Ujima. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly. Let me tell you about the rest of the week for all of you who are hanging in there with me. So I really appreciate that. On Tuesday, which is tomorrow, we have American History 101 in the 2 o'clock hour. And then we'll have open phone lines at 3. On Wednesday at 2 o'clock will be Parenting Roundtable, Parenting in the Age of COVID. What do we do when we're wrestling with send them back to school, keep them home, no vaccine, vitamin D deficiency? What do we do about masking? We want to talk about that in the 2 o'clock hour on Wednesdays. On Thursdays, it's going to be really exciting because I'm going to be joined by someone whose views on politics and on society are to the far left of mine, right? So it's when the left meets the right, real talk. And then on Friday at 2 p.m., it's the Itty Bitty Hours for our Itty Bitty Fan Club. We're going to have James Cook call in, our Itty Bitty Sports Reporter. But 3 o'clock is going to remain untouched. Open phone lines. We have Brother Aaron in the phone. Aaron. Is that right? Aaron?
Hello, David.
Hello, how are you?
Faithful listener.
Thank you for calling. You're live on the air, sir.
Yes,
hello? All right, we got to let you go. So, folks, I think what we're going to do now. Yes, hello, how are you?
Dr. K, how are you?
Happy birthday. I'm doing well. Thank you.
And I know you have a blessed birthday. You're a faithful messenger, and I appreciate the messages and the informative information that you give us. I know you're going to have a blessed birthday because my birthday is tomorrow. Obama's birthday is the day after
come
that.
Come on. So we're doing this thing.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
I just called because I wanted to be in the
with you. I appreciate you. You're our last caller. Thank you so much. I think now I have Brother Anthony McCarthy on with Two-Way Talk because they're coming on early as well. Hey, Anthony, how are
you? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Let me add my voice to the throngs of callers who adore and love you and know that we are blessed at WEAA because you are a powerful voice.
Thank you, Anthony McCarthy.
Yeah, I really adore you.
Yeah, folks don't know. I started on Anthony McCarthy's show.
You were incredible.
Ago. I will say, I told Justine, I said, the only person on radio who's ever made me cry is Anthony McCarthy because you went to a letter in my book.
I remember.
From my son. You said, can you read this? And I was crying on the air. That was like
amazing.
5 years ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
So what are you doing at your new time on Two Way Talk?
Our new time beginning at 4 o'clock. We're going to begin with a conversation with Chief Lance Hatcher, who's chief of the Morgan State University Police Department.
Nice.
He's going to talk about kids coming back, COVID protocols. They're getting ready to be inundated with students here on campus.
Wow.
So he's going to tell us the story. Dr. Joanne Martin's going to join us, the co-founder of Blacks and Wax Museum.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yes.
And she's going to tell us the whole story. Major funding coming to Great Blacks and Wax.
Nice.
Then we have two nonprofit leaders, Val Jenkins and Valerie Matthews. They have a special announcement for nonprofit leaders in Maryland.
Nice.
So we get to talk to them. And then Dr. Leticia DeRaza, who is Baltimore City Health Commissioner, is going to give us an update on what they're doing in Baltimore to counter with this fourth wave.
How long is your show? Like, you're talking about a five-hour show here.
We're only on for 2 hours, 4 to 6.
4 to 6, and then at 6 p.m., and what's happened? That's the new
thing,
right?
There is a new show, the Morgan News Hour, and we are all excited.
Yes.
Student-led, student-oriented, student performers, journalists here at the School of Global Journalism.
So it's going to be saying, nice. Just set your radio dial to WEAA 88.9 and just leave it there.
And leave it there
Leave it there. Thank you so much, Anthony.
Thank you, Dr. King.
Yeah, so folks, this is it for me. So I'm signing off here. Make an appointment. Meet me tomorrow at 2 p.m. Wait a minute. Robin Shaheed, our station manager, is here.
The whole staff of WEAA is present to sing a special song.
Uh-oh. I'm getting some music.
Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday to you.
To you, Dr. K.
Happy birthday, Dr. K.
Dr. K.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Here comes Sean coming in late. That's all right, Sean. Let's see. Thank you so much. I love you too. Nice. Folks, thank you. Quiet. This is the best birthday I could have on the air. I'll meet you back here tomorrow at 2 p.m. It's an honor and a privilege.